Well, it's Monday, and it's September 14th, and it's John Williams.
John
Price Williams. And John, maybe you could tell us a little bit about your childhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, we moved around a lot, but I think it was probably a very normal one. I love sports, had a lot of buddies. Not many girlfriends, but I had my first girlfriend was Mary Lou Webb. And I'm trying to remember when that was. Probably maybe high school? Probably. I have a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I love sports.
What's your favorite?
Probably football. But I like baseball. And I like basketball, and I like to watch them. And so on, you know, all of them. I mean, just, you know, it's probably my favorite thing to do is have sports on.
Mm-hmm. And maybe tell your family a little bit. Do you have any memories about your parents, what they were like?
Price and Bernice. Well, they were wonderful parents, and been a long time now since they've gone, but I had a very wonderful upbringing, a wonderful home, a sister, Carol, and I think I was probably a very, very lucky guy. Just all nice in my memories.
How about... Tell me, what did you do for work then? What did you do for a living?
Well, I think my first main employment was Corning Glassworks. Corningware.
Pyrex. Very famous. Very famous.
And I also worked for Hallmark. Hallmark cards, when you care enough to send the very best. Uh-huh. And then I went to the real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our own company in Barrington called Barrington Realty. And I don't know if you know the you know downtown Barrington?
Yes.
Well, we own the, what they call the Barrington White House, right across from Jewel. It was called the Robertson Building when we first, and luckily we bought it. Because that was, once we sold it to the village, we were able to retire. We were there a long time. And, did residential real estate.
So you met a lot of people then, I bet.
Oh my goodness, yeah. When I was in Rotary,
mm-hmm.
You should be, you know, get out, in that business, you want to get out and get to know people, see if I can get your listing.
Is it a career you'd recommend to other people?
Oh, I think so, yes. It's, I think you have to be kind of a people person a little bit, but man, it can be frustrating because you deal with everybody and everybody's different. And your main job in life is try to get a listing. I want to have your house on the market and sell it and get a commission. And that's how you pay your bills.
Right. Any techniques that you developed over the years? Because that is not an easy thing to do.
Well, first of all, I think most of the people in that business want to be in the community doing something. Get your name out.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know people. And the only thing we had to sell was service. You know. And so if you and your husband moved to town, you came to Barrington Realty Company and you're looking for a house, and I would try to make you feel relaxed and happy to be in Barrington and tell you as much as I could about the community, find out what you needed, price range. And, well, it's pretty much a people, it's all service. All service. And that's all I did. I did work for a while with Corning Glassworks.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago.
Well, I can see that you were just perfect for the realty business because I can see that you've got a wonderful personality and somebody would really trust you and...
Oh, that's so kind of you.
I can see that. Yeah. So, how long did you live in Barrington?
Well, my wife was born in Barrington. And so we've been here pretty much since we were married. So most of my life in Barrington. Lived in Park Ridge before that a little bit.
And where did, do you live in the same house now as when you and your wife were first married?
No, but we live in an area called Paganica, a golf term. Maybe you know where it is, but it's in the, just in the Barrington Hills. Big about that, but it just seems like, you know, we've always been here.
Where, and tell me then your first child. Who was your first child?
No. First child is Kathy and two girls.
Yes.
Kathy and Chris. Named their dog KK. And that's that. And
And your grandchildren?
Yes. I have grandkids. And very close to them. And John and Kaylee. And we, it's, you know, we have a very nice family relationship.
Is there anything that you would want your children? I think you have shared so much with your children that you've got a happy family and a good relationship. Is there anything else you would like them to know that you can think of offhand?
No, I love them very much. I care very much for them. We know that, and that's about right.
Oh, that is. Well, good. Well, John, thank you so much for sharing this today.
Well, happy to do that. Thank you for